Hi, it's Dr. Angelica Wagner here, and we are recording another episode of Dr. Angelica's Secrets, and these secrets go back decades, and so hopefully you will enjoy the wisdom of decades of my input as well as the input of other healers. And today I want to start with a quote from Donald Epstein, who became a very famous chiropractor in his day, and talked about a successful discharge involves our body-mind system going from a higher tension to lower tension, from a state of distress to a state of ease. And so these are things that I'm asking you now in this whole series on transformation to look at and kind of contemplate and see where you are moving forward out of a state of chaos and distress and into a state of ease. And in the meantime, that may not be an easy transition. But I want to ask you a few questions. So I want you to question the presence of disease in your life. So when I was 8 years old, my mother was really, really sick, and I kept her alive for 25 years, and she died when I was 33. And from the time I was 8 years old, the one question that kept coming to my mind all the time, not just in observing her, but in observing others, and maybe this is one of the reasons I became a doctor, was what lesson does the presence of disease have in our life? And is this for a greater good? Is this for a higher power? Is this for lessons that we are to share in the universe? So I'm going to ask you that question. What fulfillment does the presence of disease have in your life? And why are you either encouraging it to be there or not be there? I know, I was going way too fast about 2 months ago and tripped over something and broke a toe. Now, you wouldn't think that that would be such a big deal, but it was, because baby toes can't be cast, feet can't be cast, and I didn't choose to take care of my feet. I chose to continue to walk and continue to work on them. And so I had to really look at what the presence of chaos in my life have me too. And I'm going to have you ask that same question. Do you have supportive allies in your life that you surround yourself with? Or poisonous playmates who try to hurt you by offering you destructive advice because they dwell in a place called Schadenfreude? So I happen to be German, and Schadenfreude means that there are people in this world that actually rejoice when you are not doing well. And you'll notice them because every time that you tell somebody how amazing you're doing, they will try to trip you up in some way. So do you have friends, those kinds of friends, that deliberately sabotage your success because either they're not having success, they don't have goals, they don't have extraordinary dreams or beliefs? And do you help these friends sabotage you by telling them all your plans and telling them what you're doing next and telling them what new discovery you've had? I've had this situation many times in my life where my intellectual property was quote-unquote stolen by someone else, where corporations quote-unquote accidentally came across my list of USA veterans and people I was speaking to about my techniques, and then went behind my back and took that. Or my book, Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, which was out and out stolen. And the person who stole it made $44 million in that process. And because you can't copyright a title, my work was stolen. So, you have to think about it. Do you sabotage yourself by telling others all your plans, so that there are never mysteries in your life? There are never things that you keep totally, completely secret in the realm of your heart. And how do you allow this destruction on a cellular level to wreak havoc in your life? Have you invited disease into your life by choosing to surround yourself with people who maliciously hurt you, deliberately hurt you, emotionally hurt you, or just plain are not at the same level that you are currently, and so it really wouldn't matter what they say. It's not creating ease, joy, and glory in your life. So have you invited disease into your life by staying in a relationship, a career, or a location that makes you unhappy? And sometimes you just got to really look at that. In the days before I left Toronto and went to the United States to study, I had constant bacterial infections, sinus infections, and decided that it was winter and that I had to escape winter. No, it wasn't winter at all. It was not the right place, not the right time, and not the right people. And so when you kind of look at these forces of darkness that come into your life, they generally come with disorder. And you will know them because of the disorder that they have in your own life and the disorder that they cause in your life. So does it not follow that to stay in a state of disorder and chaos, either mentally or physically imposed, is to stay in a state of ego rather than the intention of God? So I really want you to think about this. And how much do you choose to need to be right rather than choosing the need to be happy? So have you asked yourself recently about the importance of negativism in your life and why you are holding on to it? Have you asked yourself recently if these negative thoughts, emotions, and actions really belong to you? Most of the time, they're just not even yours. Most of the time, they belong to other people, and you are so psychically tuned and balanced that you pick up the negative energy of other people. And if you're currently holding a few pounds of being overweight, are you holding on to the negativity of the comments from other people in order to protect yourself? I remember once I was probably 60 or 70 pounds heavier than I am now. And I went from being a size 16 down to a size 10, or a size 14 down to a size 10. And then a year or two later, from a size 10 to a size 6. And I promise you, when I lived in Beverly Hills, even a size 6, you know, people spoke about you behind your back as being fat. And I had to ask myself, constantly have to ask myself, whose weight is this? Whose journey is this? And when I got clear on the answer of that and allowed the anger of that person just to bounce off me, so as much as they were angry about me or angry about something I supposedly had done or said, I just said, return to sender. Elvis Presley had a great song. It was Return to Sender, Address Unknown. And as you return someone's negativity back to them with just the comment of Return to Sender, Address Unknown, what was interesting was that not only did I drop my weight dramatically, and I didn't see this other person who apparently whose anger I was holding, I didn't see her for about 5-6 years, maybe a little longer. But when I saw her again, I'd lost the 70 pounds, and she was gained. Don't ask me how that happened. All I can tell you is that's what happened. So have you ever chosen to ask yourself what the people, situations, and environments are that are helping you, or are in alignment with your ego or in alignment with your soul's purpose? Because here's the thing. When you're in alignment with your soul's purpose, things go really fast. And things come out of the blue. And things show up to help you. People show up to help you. And environments show up to help you. And you are suddenly jetting off to this corner of the globe and the other. So is there chaos or disorder in your life? And why? Are you welcoming this? Are you looking for a place to house this? Are you looking for the extra few pounds so that you don't have to face the uncomfortableness of transition? So, are you going to wait till the end of this journey on planet Earth and or a terminal illness to see that the folly of your ways, you can choose something differently now? And I know that some of you who follow my work know that I do very powerful and innovative work with reversing cancers and brain tumors and traumatic brain injury, etc. There are still people who love their medical model, and there's no harm in that. And so I'm not just saying, you know, abandon all of that. All I'm saying is there are honoring ways and honoring treatments that raise your intentional vibration, the intentional vibration of the body, and to help the help people to heal. So if you are witness to the forces of evil in your life, are you actually questioning your motives? Are you questioning if you are in an ego or in harmony with the universe? And so that's my secret for today. Oh, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross said, learn to get in touch with yourself, with your spirit, and know that everything in your life has had a purpose to bring you to now. Thank you, it's Dr. Angelica. Have a miracle day.